Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's great to have some minimum level of interactivity finally. Now I will turn to the topic of accountability and SRP. We have repeatedly underscored that the deficiencies of the NPT review process and the inability of some sessions of the review conference to reach an outcome cannot be attributed to shortcomings in review process itself. In fact, the decisions on the strengthened review process of the years 1995 and 2000 remain fundamental milestones and achievements that must be preserved. The deficit in accountability, effectiveness, transparency, and efficiency of the review process can be mainly attributed to the lack of implementation of obligations and commitments, particularly in relation to nuclear disarmament and the 1995 resolution on the Middle East. There is no doubt that we would not have witnessed those disappointing failures if the nuclear weapon states had implemented their obligations and undertakings in the same manner that the vast majority of non-nuclear weapon states have. Egypt have tabled a working paper in 2023 that focused on three practical and specific proposals on enhancing the review process through practical measures to improve the implementation of 1995 and 2000 decisions on strengthening the review process and adding detailed guidance in this regard. These practical proposals do not require any reopening of the relevant decisions or the rules of procedure. The proposals we introduced in that working paper remain valid, and we encourage states' parties to constructively engage with them. The most central and crucial among them relates to strengthening and enhancing the effectiveness, efficiency, continuity, transparency, and accountability of the review process through standardized template for national reports on the implementation of disarmament obligations by nuclear weapon states. Each nuclear weapon state should submit at least two reports to each review cycle based on standardized template that includes clear benchmarks and timeframes for the implementation of their agreed nuclear disarmament obligations and commitments, not reports on how transparent they are on being committed to their indefinite reliance on nuclear deterrence. Pending the commitment of all five nuclear weapon states to this practice, we call on those nuclear weapon states in position to do so to lead by example and subject their latest implementation reports to an interactive discussion and review at the formal meetings of the next session of the PREPCOM and review conference. While non-nuclear weapon states satisfy the reporting requirements through compliance with their comprehensive safeguards agreement with the IAEA, nuclear weapon states do not abide by a similar reporting arrangement. As New Agenda Coalition always states, the principle of preeminence with accountability was central to the adoption of the indefinite extension package to avoid any misperception that the indefinite extension could be interpreted as a tacit approval for indefinite possession of nuclear weapons. The strengthened review process was designed to become a platform for transparency and accountability in the implementation of the nuclear disarmament obligations. Therefore, nuclear weapon states should report on their implementation of disarmament obligations, including under Article 6 of the treaty and the relevant commitments agreed by consensus at the previous review cycles. Such reports should follow standardized template for reporting to allow identification of gaps and the establishment of benchmarks and timeframes. To be clear, what Egypt suggests is a template for standardized reports that focus on the practical measures and actions towards the verifiable and irreversible elimination of nuclear weapons and related fissile material and facilities in implementation of the relevant obligations and commitments, as opposed to limited intermittent reports submitted by some nuclear weapon states thus far, which mainly aim at being transparent about maintaining their nuclear deterrence capabilities. What is needed to be transparent about nuclear disarmament activities through clear benchmarks to establish accountability and measure compliance with the actual implementation of relevant obligations and commitments. Reviewing such implementation reports at the formal sessions of the review conference and its PREPCOMs would facilitate moving from reiterating rhetoric principles to negotiating the actual implementation of the treaty and compliance with its provisions in relation to its least implemented pillar. Each nuclear weapon state should submit at least 2 reports to each review cycle, pending commitment of all 5 nuclear weapon states to this practice. We call on those nuclear weapon states in a position to do so to lead by example and subject their latest implementation report to the interactive discussion at the formal meetings of the next session of the PREPCOM and review conference. This would represent a crucial breakthrough towards achieving accountability, effectiveness, transparency, and continuity in the review process. Mr. Chairman, Egypt cannot accept the dismissal of this crucial element merely because nuclear weapon states express reservations on it. Without taking this necessary step, any other trivial amendments to the process will be minor cosmetic ones and will be rendered ineffective. We are confident that this proposal enjoys strong cross-regional support by the vast majority of states party to the treaty, and we believe that the logical next step is to agree on proposed standardized reporting template. The joint statement that was delivered by New Zealand on behalf of 28 states in this year, in 2023, made it clear that we can easily proceed with the implementation of this proposal. Today, we also heard the NAM that we fully associate our statement and position with, making it clear that the largest group views accountability to be the most relevant and pressing element and calling for the continuation of efforts on this matter, including under Cluster 1. Since this matter clearly relates to implementation of nuclear disarmament obligations and commitments and should not be held hostage by linking it to other controversial proposals, especially those that would in any way or form contradict with the 1995 decision on the strengthened review process or the established rules of procedure. We are confident that these views will be duly reflected in your summary, Mr. Chairman, and I thank you.